Where do we go from here with the possible new farm bill? I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This farm news update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. The National Farmers Union wrapped up their annual convention here on Monday. A lot of talk centered around where we stand with this new farm bill the House Ag Committee has presented. Jeff Kipley is the vice president of the National Farmers Union. He's also a farmer producer from Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we're optimistic that there's some movement again. It's not the perfect farm bill for us, but at least it is movement, and we have some discussion on the floor, so that's exciting that we're seeing some progress.
Yeah, with that farm bill, of course, a lot of talk about value-added products. You know, if we dig down into that, that would be ethanol, biofuels, biodiesel, but also understand maybe some programs for our youth. Your thoughts on what's included here?
Yeah, you know, the value added's got to be a big part of what we go with forward. We can't rely on China as being our savior anymore. We got to figure out how to do this domestically. And so I'm glad that that's a big focus because it really needs to be.
Well, as we mentioned, you wear a couple of different hats, the vice president of the national side of things, as well as the vice president on the state, and that is with the South Dakota Farmers Union. What are some of the bigger issues, for an example, that were brought from South Dakota to the convention that might have been acted on?
Again, the biggest thing that we're seeing is the input costs being so high, the grain prices being so low, and so that's the number one thing, is how do we get this domestic use up? Nebraska's done some great studies down there.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Lundberg.